Eckhart, I'm imagining someone whose entire family was devastated somehow in the terrorist tragedies that happened today. And I'm imagining that person listening to what you're saying and perhaps at one level not connecting with it because they might feel so emotionally overwhelmed by a sense of loss.
Yes.
So my question would be, how do you address that person, someone who's immediately suffering from a grief or a tragedy?
Yes. So there's great pain. There will not be the possibility, probably on the external level, to accept that. For most people, it will be impossible to accept on an external level. Although I speak of the yes to what is, there are extreme cases of loss, disaster, or pain when it seems impossible to say yes to what is. And so when the yes is not there, pain is there, great suffering is there. And the suffering, you can feel the suffering in the very cells of the body. And the first step is actually to feel it in the cells of the body. Not to deny it, but to feel that, the enormous suffering, which is human suffering. Millions of humans have experienced, millions at all times have experienced disasters of that kind. If you believe in reincarnation, and I'm not advocating either belief or non-belief, because what you believe doesn't matter, it doesn't contribute anything to the transformation of consciousness. It's not dependent on belief or disbelief in any idea. If you believe in reincarnation, then every human has already gone many times through that intensity of suffering. If you don't believe in reincarnation, you can say millions of humans have already gone through that because there's so much suffering. It's the human condition. And some humans encounter very acute suffering. This is human suffering, and it's right here, now. When you feel it, it is an opportunity to accept the suffering, to say yes to what you feel. Not so much making it into mental stories, to feel it directly, to feel the feeling of suffering. And you to cry if necessary. Tears will come anyway, and suffering will come in waves. It'll go away for a while, and a couple of hours later, there will be another wave of intense suffering. Whether you believe it or not, intense suffering of this kind is an enormous opening into spiritual realm in the deepest sense. And allow it to be there. Allow the suffering to be there. Allow, even I've been talking about Buddhism, now I'm talking about Christianity. The image of surrender to suffering is the image of Jesus on the cross. And this applies whether you see yourself as a Christian or not. It's an archetypal deep image that contains an enormous truth that perhaps people were not for a long, long time not able to hear consciously. It could only be conveyed to them through that image. And that image of Jesus on the cross, we are used to the image. You may like it or dislike it, it doesn't matter. But if you came to that image of Jesus on the cross without any preconceived ideas, you're coming from another planet and you see suddenly people worship this strange image of a man on a cross, and you would say, what is that? Why do they worship this person who seems so completely helpless? And so you'd say, well, this is strange. If you come to that with a completely open state, you will see that it is an image of complete surrender to suffering. And of course, also in the story of the crucifixion, it's there as the last resistance of Jesus. And these are all archetypal images, archetypal teachings. The last resistance was, God, why hast thou forsaken me, Jesus says on the cross. The last arising of resistance and suffering. And the next statement after that is, not my will, but thy will be done. And that is applies even if you have no belief in a personal God. That is simply pointing to the state of complete surrender to what is, which is the pain. Allow it to be there. You don't need to address a God if you don't believe in a God. Simply allow it. What else can you do? There is nothing you can do, nothing. Of course, you could train and start fighting them or go and become a terrorist in their country, or it would be more deep unconsciousness. But truly, there's nothing you can do. And to see that there's nothing you can do except allow this pain to be there. And then I'm not telling you or making any promise of what happens when you do that. You'll have to see for yourself what that allowing, what that surrender does. That complete yes. And people have done it. Those who became teachers, the early teachers, somehow, perhaps through similar events, it happened to them. Life did it to them. Dreadful, totally unacceptable disaster happened to them. Everything was removed from them. And the pain became so unbearable that, of course, yes, they could have committed suicide. But really, a suicide is a deep no still. It's an asserting of oneself against the world. But instead, the suffering became so unbearable that they let go of the no. And even explanations in the head. You can't explain it really in the head. Why, people ask. And the surrender only comes when you let go even of seeking an answer to why. You don't know. It's not possible to know. So not even to seek an answer. And that is part of surrender, because in complete spiritual surrender, you embrace also the state of not knowing. Accepting that there's deep pain and you have no answer. That's how it is. You just don't know. And suddenly there's an openness. Suddenly there's some space around the pain. And the rest happens. That's all really that is needed. I don't want to put ideas into your head and say you tell you what happens, except to say that you will find some spaciousness in the midst of pain. And there have been people in concentration camps, similar, totally unacceptable situations, that continuous intense suffering, not knowing whether they would survive another hour, another day. Every moment could be the last. And suddenly, a complete yes. And suddenly, they have reported, a few to whom it happened, a great sense of deep peace in the midst of hell. Peace in the midst of hell. That is the deepest teaching of the image of Christ on the cross. Because ultimately, every human is Christ on the cross.